10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Welcome to ET First Contact Radio with the latest galactic news, and welcome to BBS Radio Station 1. If it's not mainstream, it's BBS, so stay tuned, and this is a great program, and my guest today is Jose Bozan, and he's from Middle Island, New York, and he is a great magician, channeler, contactee, and just a great person to have on the show. Hello, Jose.
Hello, Martin. How are you today?
I'm good today. It's a bit cold in Europe. In the Netherlands, but I understood from you that in New York it's very hot.
Yes, it's like 90 degrees, humid. The sun seems hotter than 90 degrees, though.
You know, since we last spoke last week, we had a conversation together on Skype. You mentioned the sunlight is more white. I said, yes, I see it. And I have asked several people, my father, my mother, my neighbors, my friends here, who have seen it also, that the sunlight is whiter. The color has changed.
Yes, it's definitely whiter. I began to notice it right after the 21st of December. Although, it, you know, there were many claims on television. We've seen the movies that these doomsday and prophesied changes or the end of the earth of that day. Nothing really happened, but actually something did happen. Something energetically and in this light that's coming in from the sun, I felt a sense of difference. Yes. And it's like I couldn't explain it, but in fact, it was starting to come to me because it was like I started just taking pictures, you know, of the sun to see what it was about. But it was shining. It was just shimmering in all different directions. But I thought it was just me, you know. I was just asking, like you did, asked friends and family if they noticed that, you know, people I know. Mm-hmm. And in like a handful, I would say maybe one person on my side here that would notice, yeah, there is some sort of change, some sort of difference where now I'm starting to wear sunglasses where, you know, even the sunglasses are protecting the eyes from the brightness a bit.
Yeah.
And I don't know if and you mentioned that on your end. But yeah, I did notice that even with cooler temperatures, where if it was about for us 55 at one time a couple of weeks ago, it felt like about 65, 70 coming through.
Yeah, it's amazing. Let's say Fahrenheit. How much would that be in Celsius?
I'll tell you. I couldn't give you the right figures right now, but I know it's pretty hot. In the numbers, so
about 30 degrees Celsius, I suppose. 30 degrees, is that about right?
Just about, yeah, I would say, yeah. Because it's gone from, I feel like it went from 90 to 91, 92 degrees, a lot hotter. But I feel like something energetically inside is also changing.
Yes, very much so. And especially since last weekend when you had the lunar eclipse, I must tell you, I felt such a strong energy this weekend and Monday and Tuesday. But now it seems to... I don't know what's going on. I have looked today on the internet to look for news, galactic news. Channelers, news websites, Facebook. It seems that all the same messages are repeating and I don't find anything new. What's going on? There's no new information.
It seems to me, I mean, on my side, this lunar eclipse, I saw it was pretty much enormous on my end. And, you know, I felt like it was something cleared. Either we went into a different level of photonic energy where, you know, if I'm sensing it, you know, as if the light workers, I'm sure, are sensing it. We're seeing it expressed in different websites. We've seen it expressed like in the galactic press that you mentioned. We've seen it expressed by even other individuals who are mentioned if they sense the change, the light workers. And I also feel like there's like three or four different levels of light that we're going to get pretty much connected to. Where I think this point in time, like June coming up, we're going to get hit with this other level. This other level where, you know, it increases the frequencies of the Earth or it actually increases the healing agents of like a 12-strand DNA in such a sense. Because I constantly hear like a ringing in the ears, which we spoke about.
Yeah, I do it too. And you know what, Jose, I just understood from... conference call on the Hollow Earth Network. It's a very good website for information. That Zorea told that there are 12 levels of the fifth dimension, and since 21st December we are now in the fifth dimension, in the fourth level, and we go to the fifth level. That's what I understood from him. So now you're speaking about levels, and probably in June we're going to go one level up again.
Yeah, I believe so, Martin. I believe we're definitely hitting those levels, just like the eclipse was pretty much an indication that we're definitely going to sense it. And I'm sensing it now. I mean, energetically, there's something there where we're not feeling as much of the lower frequencies as much. On my side, pretty much. I'm not feeling that low frequency end as much. more feeling of the higher senses of things. And I feel like this planet itself is actually moving in that direction. And the waves of the sunlight is definitely assisting it along.
The sunlight is connected to the central galactic sun, which is connected to Alcyone, and the sun is rotating around Alcyone, the Pleiades, and this is transmitting energy codes in our sun and transmitting it to the Earth, and that's upgrading our DNA and upgrading the levels of frequency. So definitely, somehow this paradigm has to change. You know, this on BBS radio we already changed the paradigm a long time ago, and on several websites on the internet. But still, the mainstream media is and the status quo. I mean, I want the end of the status quo. I want the paradigm shift right now. I've waited long enough. I want it now. You see?
Yeah. The paradigm shift seems to be happening at this gradual state where seemingly that can the body, I guess, accept what's being emitted by the universe and. Whether accepts, I guess we haven't reached this dimension of energy for such a long time, in a way where it would definitely be like an awakening call or remembrance or just kind of where the body can regress to that period of trying to remember it, feel comfortable again with it, and. I kind of see even with this light alone, I'm seeing this like these rainbow orb lights, and you could see the shimmer, just the shimmer from the sunset is amazing. It's just telling me that there is definitely more to this light than we're seeing, because again, when I started taking pictures on December 21st, something was saying there's something here, there's something energetically here.
Yeah, and definitely.
And then I mentioned that on March, about March 22nd, around there, 2013, that I started taking pictures. I was coming from the food shopping store, and something told me to pull over from the stop sign. I pulled over, and the sun was setting about 5:30. It was just about over the houses, but it was something different, something very unique about it. So I took out my camera and started taking pictures. Multiple pictures, and I had never bothered looking at them. And about a week or so later, I decided to go back and take a look. And lo and behold, like I mentioned, it was something was there. It took me 2 days to pretty much, gain a sense where that I actually took this picture, but. Am I believing what I'm seeing? And I said to myself, yeah, this is exactly it. Because what I caught, Martin, was right at that corner were this star being. I couldn't match them up whether there were whites, whether they're grays, But in fact, the energy from them felt peaceful, felt harmonious, Like there was no sense of aggression of any sort. There was just a piece of them, like this open energy, and it was a picture of this being where I could see his structure of his face, so to say. I could see the slit of his mouth, the nose, the eyes, and he had his arm in the air with three fingers with a gesture or a symbol of some sort. But and this was. Right in between where I could see in the background, I could see the houses. And in the foreground, I could see like this halo of energy as mm-hmm. if it was some sort of portal. And I could see stars, like the background where there's stars behind them, behind this being. And I could see the hue of space in colors, green, blue, red. And it was amazing because as if to say, are we expecting, aliens to continue to, rightfully appear in crafts above building structures or houses? And in fact, if they really want to from what I'm gathering, because it was like a stream. They were coming in from the streamlights of the sun. Mm-hmm. And the streamlights of the sun was kind of like the energy portal of which they were able to manifest themselves. So like in each one of the pictures that I took, I could see every step of where this alien star being was actually manifesting in front of me through the camera. And sense, I could sense intuitively that something was, it was something there. And you could see, like, there's a craft in there, you know, like in the very background of it. And you could see that this being wanted to make certain that I was going to, you know, take this, his manifestation, like it was morphosizing in front of me and every step. And I said, wow, it's amazing, because it was actually a validation from last year. Last year in a vision, and this was about September, I would say, where in the vision I see a tall, this alien being and with green eyes, large green eyes, and was pretty much saying that they were coming here. And I said, where? And they said, here. I said, to our planet. And they said, yeah, we're coming here. And I was startled. I was like not only amazed because of the standing next to this one being that was pretty much like reflective in color, like fluorescent, as if wearing a suit of some sort. And she said, yeah, you're 21 out of 200 from the grid lines. You're one of the special beings on this planet. I said, well, why me? She goes, because you're a Whistler being. You're one of the Whistler beings. And so pretty much coming from that direction, I was kind of startled. And I saved the information. I wrote it down in a journal because it was startling, because most of the messages I receive, it comes from more from spiritual beings through the higher conscious levels. But this was more of a different sense. This is more like this is universal sense of things. Mm-hmm. And then, it was like in March, we were just talking about that in March, they said I had a sense that they were coming, because I was like, wait a minute, let me count. Let me start counting, because something's telling me around this time something's going to occur. Something, but I couldn't put my finger on it. Yeah.
The wind is blowing quite strong in your microphone. Maybe you can find a spot where there's no...
Sure.
Yeah.
And so with the March date coming around, about March 25th, I was waiting. I was waiting to hear and to see or, you know, notice something. But, you know, it actually happened before that timeline, you know. And then I said, well, you know what, if something appeared there, I might as well look back at some of the pictures I took previously. Well, lo and behold, Martin, about a couple of days before that, in a different area around the, you know, about a block away from where I live, where I took that picture, I discovered another same sunset, time zone, 5:30, where it was a very unique shimmer of the sunlight, and where I could see this being, this like a like the being was actually again coming from the, as if they streamed, same thing, they streamed through the sunlight, and I could see this another being using the energy from the sun's rays to manifest themselves. And you could see multiple other types of star beings or alien beings that were also showing themselves within the capture of the photo. And you could see the oval shape of the stream of light from where the sun had projected like a blue light, as if blue flames, you know, from the fire in some way, but more of a light field, an incredible light field. And you could see the stars, and you could see some ships in the background. I was like, wow. it's more of a validation for myself to say that, yeah, when we said we would come, they did mention it, and it was just more of that validation that they were not only saying that we're coming in, but we don't need to bring a spacecraft above your home to show you. We could just manifest through the sun's rays, and here we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, wow, it felt amazing. And then more so I started, like mentioned, the ringing of the ears. Then I just had another vision of them where they were pretty much showing me like many, many different starships, thousands of them. And they were in the vision. I was standing in the bedroom, and I see my robe was floating in the air, and I looked, and I said, and I heard a startling noise in the hallway, and I looked, went down the hallway, and I didn't see anything. So I go back to the room, and I hear a startling noise again. So I go back to the hallway, and I see, you know, a 3-foot beings with white eyes, you know, dancing around, just walking around, as if very happy, very content, very joyful. Oh my! And the energy itself was amazing, because they were excited, and I felt that energy emitting from them. Then they showed me these starships that were coming in, you know, like they're celebrating of some sort, and where they're there, but they're cloaked. They're like, you know, invisibly for a purpose. And it brought me to a realization that they're bringing in further validations of what they had said. But they also, they have plans, you know, from what I believe, for this earth, and where they are harmonious and they are loving. Because, in fact, Martin, if they were here for a destructive purpose, they could have done that thousands of years ago. They could have done it hundreds of years ago. But they didn't.
Yeah.
We're still here. And there's no evidence to say that they showed, you know, that there was any, they've created any sort of destructive attacks, because otherwise, you know, why wait until we get into the technological age to do so? And I feel that's why they're here for a greater purpose, not only just for humanity, but for the Earth itself. And of course, we have different types of star beings, and you know, the reptilians, from what I heard, and the Anunnakis and Greys. But in fact, you know, there are other types. There are other types that are, you know, higher light beings. They're here for a great purpose.
Yeah, Jose, I understood that the negative ETs are not allowed in our solar system anymore since the 90s. So since the end of the 90s, there are only beings of light allowed in our solar system.
Right. That's what I believe, Martin, because it's like the validations, not only for myself, but for everyone else who's out there, you know, receiving messages from them and just bringing them forward. Because we're actually more of like ascending, like the Earth is ascending, humanity is ascending. We're definitely moving into another, a higher dimension, a fifth dimension of sorts, from this definite 3D type of dimension. And in fact, it definitely will take some time, and we'll definitely see more of those results by our senses and intuition. And you know, we have so many people on this planet with magnificent abilities. I mean, you know, we thank every one of them. You know, especially, yeah, you know, for you, especially you, for bringing out the energy here. And I'm grateful for you know, for even, you know, being in this time and place, because you know, for one reason, I think the universe wanted, you know, sets it all in place.
Yes, it does. The universe organizes itself. That's the intelligent force of the prime creator. I just want to say to the listeners, if you want to ask a question to USA or to me, you can call in, and in the States and Canada, it's for free, 888-627-6008. And if you're calling from another continent, it's 001 530-327-7602. And you can find those phone numbers on bbsradio.com. And then there's another question. If you can help me to support this program, you can go to bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio and give us a kind donation via PayPal. So that's just to let the show continue, because we have every week the latest galactic news, and the guest from today is José Bosan, and you were telling a very interesting story about your experiences with the pictures you took from the sun and the beings you have met. That's really amazing. For now, maybe we can go to the musical break, Donald. Intergalactic Cruise Mix from Ed Starring, a remix from 1989, right from the space age where we grew up as teenagers. Right, musical break will be starting soon. down to contact. This is the Intergalactic Cruise Mix on ET First Contact Radio. And the artists that you heard were Giorgio Moroder at the end. In the beginning, you heard Vangelis with Chariots of Fire. Then Out of Noise with Moments in Love. Then Kraftwerk with Autobahn. Then Jean-Michel Jarre with Oxygen. And then I forgot it. But anyway, it's a great mix. It's a great way to uplift us, the listeners, and the radio to get in the space sound technology idea of space travel, that we are not alone in the universe. So welcome back, Jose.
Thank you, Martin. I was thinking over the music that you were playing. It was giving me some visions, and I was just reminded that when I was meditating, it felt like, and when I spoke about this last week, that as I was meditating, I felt like I was on the corner of a spacecraft. Uh-huh. And I felt like myself, I was like in a vortex, and I couldn't tell, like my conscious couldn't tell the difference between meditating from the floor and being on top of the corner of the spacecraft as it was spinning real fast at high velocity. And I could see the Earth. I could see the Earth just spinning. And I'll tell you, Martin, it was just the experience alone was kind of like baffling to the consciousness, because it couldn't disseminate whether in fact being in the physical or being in a dimensional sense of being somewhere else while this vortex took me there. And yeah. It felt like I had to put my hands on the floor just to gain a sense of a conscious reality. I was like, whoa. So I had to open my eyes, and when I closed my eyes, I could see myself back at the corner of that craft while it's spinning. And it kind of gave me a sense that what else is actually going on? This is like, there's more from this encounter that seems to be happening, and some that I didn't even expect. And I'm sure they have, you know, these messages to say, okay, not only are you're going to get the messages that we're here, but what else? What would be their higher purpose? And I believe that, you know, that we're like, I wrote in my book that we're definitely on a return, like in the return of higher conscious end, more so of like energy and of flowing through the body, through the higher consciousness, the soul, however people perceive it. It's pretty much where we are definitely on that return. And whether they sense it now, though, they may sense it later, or just pretty much gathering to allow yourself to feel this new energy, allowing yourself to go and sense it, because it's already here, and it's in the now, it's present. And you know, we're going to be given more further signs of it to come.
Definitely. Yeah, we're 2 days away from June, and the solstice, of course, on the 21st.
Yes.
But oh boy, I'm so excited about those energies, about the sunlight getting more white, and the stories are getting very interesting. I think so far I've done 200 interviews on BBS. You can find them in the archive. Go to bbsradio.com/ET First Contact Radio, and you go to program archives. If you scroll down a bit, it's in blue and white. And if you subscribe to the archives, it's only a few dollars, and you can download all the interviews from right from the beginning. I was in my debut on BBS Radio with Tara and Rama, my first interview, on my birthday on March 7th, 2011. And you can find many more interesting interviews in the archive. So that's just for the information for the listeners. And if you want to call in and ask a question to Jose or to me, you can call from the U.S. toll-free 888-627-6008. If you're calling from abroad, it's 001-530-327-7602. And you can find those phone numbers on bbsradio.com if you're listening. So, Jose, you live in New York, and you have said something about ley lines and energy lines in the place where you are, that it's a very good area to be protected from negative energies. Can you speculate a bit on it?
I feel like there's this new energy. Like we're sitting on like these grid lines, for and yeah, there are locations of negative energy, and then there are locations of where this energy is coming in from. And I kind of get a sense because the energy that's been coming through, I'm able to do a vortex and go to like a vortex kind of meditation, and I'm also seeing that none of these star beings are able to come through a portal, and as if they're giving me a location. They gave me the location of to say it's only going to happen here. So prior to the last photo that I mentioned about where the other star being was using the energies of the sun as it was emitting to manifest, I caught another picture where this one was without the star beings. This one was totally like where I saw the energy of I saw the sun, okay? And I could see the sun, but on the ground, Martin, the ground, as if it was a saver light, like a energetic light, just pulsating right from the ground straight across the road. And I said to myself, wow, this is definitely some sort of location, because the picture was just saying, look, you're going to, as if to say in the conscious sense, not only are we going to show you from the star business saying, I'm going to show you that we can manifest as through this portals, but we can manifest and show you without us being there that this exists, that these energy portals exist. And when I took that other photo and I mentioned that it was like as if you cross this line, I could see it, but it's like the frequency level has to be high enough, or my frequency level would have to be high enough just to match up with what that portal was pretty much emanating at, or especially when they were the star beings were emanating through this light, the sun's rays, as when they manifested the portal, because they were definitely vibrating at the higher levels. And if I would, I know that it exists, but it wasn't for my intention to walk through, because I wouldn't be standing here right now and discussing it. I would say that the frequency level would have to be very high to get through. And also I said, well, a couple of days later, I said, I'm going to continue just monitoring or just to check back at different time zones. And I mentioned this last week that I took a picture and it looked like rose petals in the sky, like these wide rose petals. Couldn't explain them. And it was looked like these energy, like oval lights of some sort. And it was like, couldn't explain, but in fact, Martin, it was in the same vicinity, same location. And, I thought, well, maybe it'll appear anywhere. But in fact, I took pictures in other distinct geographic areas along from where I live. Martin, nothing. All I saw was sunlight, just the sunlight, pure sunlight. But nothing as to the effect of what the location on this one street kept manifesting. And it was as if to say, do we have portals like this all over the world? Are they manifesting in grid lines across our planet? Are we aware of these things in such a way that we know that they exist? And are they, are the star beings pretty much showing us where they are for a purpose, for a reason? I couldn't explain.
Yeah, I have seen more pictures of those rose petals around the sun. More people are making photos from all around the world. They see those rose petals.
Right, and couldn't explain. I know it's beautiful. It's an amazing color. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's probably the indication that, this is coming in you know, energy is coming in from the sun in such ways that not only are we hearing the ringing, but you could see the light effects, and we could see that the possibility of creating multi-dimensional connections in such a way that, yeah, we're definitely in this exciting, I mean, it's an exciting time. Because it isn't it, right?
It is, very.
So exciting, and I feel so energetically different. Mm-hmm. I would say, you know, if we're feeling it, I'm sure, you know, the people who are intuitive or any sense, pretty much, if you're gathering, you're feeling some difference, then in fact you're in tune to what's happening. And many people are going to be more so into it as, you know, time goes along, because the whole purpose is I guess to bring humanity into that higher consciousness, which we are. We're definitely doing a return. We are definitely on there.
Yeah, it is true. And, you know, I see that regular people, you know, my parents, for example, when I speak to them, they're less resistant to the information about UFOs and ETs and the air changes. You see that regular people are now becoming more acceptable and accepting of the air changes and the shift in the paradigm.
Yeah, it's expanded a lot. I pretty much noticed that. And it's more, like you said, it's definitely acceptable. And how long of a period of time, right? Between, I would say, in a sense, between last year up till now, I'm seeing more and more and more people just more so being on their pathway, being in their own light, you know, and expressing who they are by universal way.
That's right.
But I would say we're definitely going to receive more messages. We're definitely going to see more changes. And in fact, I would love to see. I mean, I had another vision of where I saw the Earth. It was like beautiful. It was awesome. It was like super tropical in such a way but it was spinning rapidly, spinning at a higher velocity, not like we see now. Now it's just, it's nothing compared to the vision where I saw where the Earth was I could see the clouds were spread out thin, but you could see the blue oceans. I mean, blue oceans all across the planet. But it was spinning at this high velocity. I was like, wow, what is this? Is this what the Earth used to be like? Or is it where the Earth is actually going to this new high energy?
I think it's your vision of the future. and I can confirm your information that the Earth will be restored to its pristine condition by the information of Sheldon Neidel. The outer surface of the Earth will be terraformed. And the Earth will become a monopolar planet, not with two poles, it's like south and north, but the inner pole and the outer pole. And the climate will be more stable, like the seasons will be, like winter and summer are going to, it's going to be more tropical everywhere.
Yeah, and I mean, it's totally different vision from what I was receiving from the star beings. But at the same time, and this is going back about 3-4 weeks ago, actually, where Mother Teresa of Avila, she comes to me in a dream. She says, "Okay, you summoned me." I said, "I did." She goes, "Yeah." She says, "I said, could you explain to me what's happening? What's really happening?" She goes, "Yes, the Earth is going to shift." And I said, "Really?" She goes, "Yes." She says, "The Earth is going to shift, and we're gonna definitely tilt." She showed me a vision of these two Earths. They were splitting apart. But then she also said that, "No, but you'll be safe. Many will be safe." But I said, "But why? Why? What's the purpose of, you know, tilting the planet?" She goes, "Well, we're going to do it before we ever approach that. We're going to raise the consciousness."
Mm-hmm.
"We're going to raise the consciousness before we do such a thing." And then I saw all multi-levels of energy just pulsating as though streamlined right across the Earth. And she said that the Earth cannot continue the way she is because she's damaged. She's bad. She's really damaged. We are here to help her. We are here to Gaia. We're going to definitely bring her back to a state of healing. And this is what you're experiencing now. And Marna, as she was saying that, and all I kept seeing were these visions, these flashes of the Earth manifesting. I saw this white light across the Earth run across, and as if to say, because this is the polar axis that it sits on. And then she showed me the North and the South Pole, and then how it just it pivots. And then she was showing me this is what it's going to look like after it's completed. And it kind of threw me off because I'm saying, maybe this is the whole connection as to why we're seeing the photonic light, the white light of the sun, or we're seeing these weather patterns, and they're doing it in such a way. They maybe I'm referring to as either star beings or high light beings, but they're definitely doing something to where if humanity. If they pay attention on the inside and listen to that itself, that says, you know, everything is going to be a lot more different in the days ahead, the months ahead, the years ahead. And I kind of feel like, yeah, it's all being validated as the days go by. And even at sometimes I feel like, as I'm walking, then like a spinning kind of sensation, like as I'm walking, or like I'm seeing myself from above my body in a sense, or and then I shake my hand and say, "Whoa, what was that?" You know, come back to the thought, and as if to say, "What else is happening? Multiple things happening at the same time, while." We're changing on the inside, and I get that feeling that we are, because the return is definitely the conscious return, definitely to say that we have a higher, you know, presence of this connection to universe, and we've always had it. It's pretty much just, you know, returning or remembering or awakening and being back to this place of where we exist as higher source, higher power, higher consciousness, human beings.
Beautiful.
And, thank you, Mark.
Yeah, that's beautifully said. You know, I was wondering, could we have a massive worldwide galactic disclosure in the summer?
Not yet.
You don't know, or you think not yet?
My senses are saying, you know, that we're still getting signs. You know, of course we see crafts. You know, the eyewitness reports, all that's still going to be there, but the persons and the people that they want the messages to come to are going to still be there. So, in essence, yeah, because you know, right after I'm going to say this, 2 weeks later after I did take these pictures, Martin, I was heading home by 7:30 at night. The sky was pitch black, okay? I saw a white to blue sphere long in the sky, okay? It was crossing the sky, but it was pitch black. I'm saying, how is this possible? So as I turned onto my block to park the car, Martin, I'll tell you, I got out of the vehicle because I had the family with me. And what, lo and behold, that blue light was following me over. And it came over my head, passed over my head, okay? And then suddenly I felt a blast, as if a blast of a, like a wind of a tornado just hit me. And I asked the family to go inside because I didn't know what was going to happen. And this blast of wind, right behind it, I saw lightning, just lightning flashes in the sky right after the blue light, that blue line of light crossed over me. And it was electrified, but with a red outline. And right after that happened, then I saw this green pocket of light pass over me. And I said, wait a minute. I said, okay, now I know that cloak, that's fine. I know, you know, they're just showing that not only do we
do we sense that we've seen the eyewitness report, but they can cloak themselves very easily. And have you ever heard of the reports where, because the day before, Martin, I heard like this winding noise. I couldn't explain it. It was a winding noise. And it was like either at point, sometimes it was just a little bit grindy within the wind, and then it would stop. And then this incident happened the next day. It was just like there was a connection to it. But then I asked a couple of people that I know, and they said, yeah, I was standing inside my living room, but the windows were closed. And when the windows were closed, I felt this blast of wind come through the window, but my window was closed. And I said, listen, I can't even explain that one. Some people experienced it, that one person that I know was standing in the garage, and they said they felt it. They saw like this black, it wasn't black, more of a gray cloud just floating across the sky right before nightfall, and they couldn't explain. It was just like a combination. It was the blending of the nightfall, of the sunset, and this gray clouds coming across. And they felt the blast of it, and they said it felt different. And in my sense, there's some sort of connection there. That A, it could either be that they're definitely cloaked and all over the planet, the spacecrafts. Mm-hmm. Number two, we're probably sensing either changes that we're hearing through the Earth, but through their winds is another possibility. But there's so many different things that to speculate. But in my sense, I think they're definitely cloaked.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I have heard from several people, also from the Hollow Earth Network, from Zoraya, and from, what's her name? Her website is whoneedslights.org. It's a lady, and she channels Father Mother God, and she says that not only her, also Beth Trutwin, who has a program on BBS, she also says that there are thousands of starships around the Earth, and they are cloaked. And once they decloak, everybody will know they are here.
Martin, you know, I just as you said that, I started getting chills.
Yeah.
Like this, wow. And it's hot outside, and I'm still getting chills right now as you said that, which is validation that, yes, that's exactly what they're going to do. I kind of sense like maybe, you know, that this year is more like more positioning of these crafts around the Earth, and you know where why for a great purpose, either one of two things. They either are going to, you know, show themselves exactly as you said, and which I truly believe that they are, and in the other sense to say that why so many ships at one time. Well, As undeniable, the undeniable proof will be there to say that.
And I would say the third reason, you say, if I may, is that they will land. And their beings will come out and make contact. That it will be a massive first contact on the global scale.
Yeah. Wow. It's like exactly what you said, Martin, because I'm getting chills. I'm getting chills. And, which like to say, wow, that energy that we're speaking about is definitely validating a lot of what's being said, what's being seen, what's being felt, and I'm honored because you know it's like it's an honor to say that we're able to experience it, you know, like so many people on the Earth that have had the encounter of saying, wow, they're definitely here for this purpose that is beyond, you know, conscious understanding, third dimensional person understanding in such a sense, or that the where they are here to do things that we haven't even seen, we haven't even felt, or you know what we've actually going to experience, and they're just giving us like a glimpse, you know, like we're just scratching the surface of what's going to happen, or what they're allowing us to see before they fully lift, as is to say, lift the entire veil. Let it all be known. And it's like that veil. Yeah, the veil's been lifted and lifted, and it's just like the curtains of a stage.
And in the Greek word akopolips means disclosure, which means revealing what's hidden. Jose, yeah. I have to say that you are just astounding on the show, but we have to close it off now. And I want to say to the listeners, thank you for listening. Be there next week. Then I will have Star Child, and on June the 13th I will have Cobra again, which will be a great interview with a lot of inside information. Very interesting. So stay tuned, and namaste, and thank you. Love and light.
Thank you, Martin.